much.
It's 20 past eight. The official hunt for Nazi gold continues today as the second international conference on Holocaust assets begins in Washington. Delegates will be discussing how to deal with looted Jewish property. There'll be special sessions on artworks, insurance policies. But the most valuable assets of all, the homes and businesses of millions of Central European Jews confiscated by the Nazis and then taken over by communist governments, are not on the agenda. It is up to individual heirs, often Holocaust survivors, to pursue their claims. Our reporter Sancha Berg accompanied one such claimant, Ben Bretlert, as he went back for the first time to his hometown in Poland in search of family properties he had left at the age of 13 on the very last Kindertransport special children's train out of Germany.
I was here last on the 30th of August, 1939. I came here with my aunt and sister being seen off on the express train to Berlin to join this children's transport that was going to England from here. My aunt and my sister both crying. I actually did not cry because I felt, you know, being a boy, I had to show a bit of courage.
That was the last time Ben Bretler saw his family. His sister and his aunt were murdered in Lithuania. His parents, his grandparents, his younger brother all died in the gas chambers. He's come back to his home city for the first time to try to reclaim some of the property they left behind. Three apartment buildings and a factory. When Ben Bretler left, this was a German city, Breslau. Now it's Wrocław and Polish. The border moved at the end of the war. Neat German houses have been replaced by grey communist tower blocks.
I'm just disorientated because everything has turned around. The roads have changed. Now it's very hard to ascertain.
Many of the older buildings were destroyed in the fighting, including, Ben Bretler discovered, all those he'd waited 60 years to search for.
I think where our building was, it's been torn down. If that is Kotlarska, then it's definitely gone. Obviously, I'm disappointed. And it's terribly sad that it's, you know, it's all gone.
Two of the blocks were in the oldest, most picturesque and most valuable area, the old city on the bank of the River Oder. One of the Bretler's plots has a new house on it, the other is a building site.
The owner of this building.
Yes.
You see, investor, Italiana Costruzioni.
Italian company.
Yes.
The developers are putting up a modern, luxury apartment block. The foreman explained.
Here will be shops, yes?
Shop. Yes. Tak.
And here?
Apartment.
Three floors of apartments?
Four.
The Bretlers had owned the site. The Italians, though, bought it from the city authorities. Such land in such an area can fetch up to £20 a square foot. Inside a new business centre, we met Roman Krieger, a leading member of the local Jewish community. He said the changing borders made it difficult for pre-war owners to get back property or get compensation, though Ben Bretler could be an exception because he'd been born in Poland and had never given up his citizenship.
And in this case, I think it's better that you are a Polish citizen.
Well, funnily enough, a solicitor said the same thing, so you're on the right road.
There were more than 3 million Jews in Poland before the war. Many owned substantial homes and businesses. The communist authorities took over their properties. Many politicians have been reluctant to talk about handing them back now to Jewish heirs or organisations. But in Wrocław, the local MP, Grzegorz Schetyna, endeavoured to be friendly.
I like Arsenal too. Because
Arsenal's great.
Because of Dutch guys.
I supported Arsenal when I was living here in Wrocław,
really?
As a boy.
It was a Jewish team, Arsenal?
Arsenal, no.
No, Tottenham was a Jewish team.
No, Tottenham isn't a Jewish team.
Well,
and he was optimistic about Ben Bretler's chances.
Yeah, for sure. Because it's, I think it's a chance to help him, and because it's so individual case, you know, so important for us. I mean, for Wrocław, and for politicians in Poland now,
yes.
Because of, you know, many problems both history between Jews and Polish. Here, maybe not in Wrocław, but in Poland, yeah.
In this concrete city, there was one building Ben Bretler recognized.
I used to play in here. Now that I remember.
Okay.
There you are, that's the synagogue,
yeah.
There, that room there.
He remembered a beautiful, richly decorated room packed with people. Now the synagogue's shabby, the walls are peeling, the floorboards broken and dusty. Only around a dozen people, mostly pensioners, come to the service. Over a bowl of chicken soup, the leader of the congregation confided he too had been trying to claim back his family property in southern Poland, but he'd failed so far. He was uneasy even talking about it.
He says that the authorities will be slighted by him giving a statement.
He's worried it'll upset the authorities.
Upset the authorities. Uh-huh. He says they will consider it as a provocation.
Well, I mean, he had the personal experience in the courts. It was certainly not good news for me.
There's no restitution law in Poland, so claiming property or compensation can be a complex, lengthy process. But even though the buildings have gone, Ben Brettler has decided to try.
If there is a chance to get some compensation, you know, after all, it was our property, one should really pursue these things for moral reasons. Everything was taken from them. They lost their lives, their property. And my sister, my poor sister, she was 18 years of age. She hadn't even lived. And she was murdered.
That was Ben Brettler ending Sanjay Berg's report. The time now 27 minutes past 8. Here's Steve May with more sport.